Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
So that question again, should inheritance tax be cut in next month's budget? Well, Fine Gael did promise to do that during the general election campaign. They want to allow children to inherit up to €500,000 from their parents before being taxed, up from the current limit of 400,000. But given the economic uncertainty caused by Donald Trump, would this be a good idea? Well, I'm joined by Michelle Murphy, who's research and policy analyst at Social Justice Ireland, and Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary, and you're both welcome to the programme. Barry, I'll start with you. I mean, this really is about your constituents. It's a very sort of local and personal issue for you, isn't it? Because I'm sure there are plenty of people who you represent who are impacted by this tax.
Well, certainly, Claire, we know that house prices in the Dunleary area are the highest in the country, so it does disproportionately affect people living in that area. It means that people whose parents pass away oftentimes can't move into their family home because they can't afford to pay the inheritance tax, or it is such a large bill that it's not feasible for them to do so. So what Fine Gael is talking about really is facilitating those people by increasing the limits. But even so, it's still an expensive burden on anybody who's left behind when parents pass away.
But it is just Fine Gael pushing this in government at the moment, because it's not in the programme for government, is it?
It's not in the programme for government, but I mean, Fine Gael is a standalone party, and we did have this in our election manifesto. We do still want to pursue it. We did, in the last government, increase the threshold from €335,000 for parents to €400,000. We do want to bring it back up to €500,000, which is where it was before the economic crash, and it changed for obvious reasons in the context of the crash. Mm-hmm. But this is a sensible and fair measure. The state should not be preventing families from continuing in a particular home. And when that's happening, there's something wrong with the way the tax is being levied. So Fine Gael is trying to bring a fairness measure into place and to ensure that families can do that. But we're not opposed to the redistribution of wealth. Of course, we have one of the most progressive taxation systems in Europe, and we have also got one of the highest rates of inheritance tax, certainly in terms of flat rates in Europe. So it is also about rebalancing and ensuring that the system is fair.
How much would it cost?
That's not entirely clear. I did ask the Department of Finance for the figures on this. I haven't got a straight answer. But you're not talking about an enormous amount of money. And you have a situation where we're not changing, in fact, the amount of the levying of the tax, the rate of the tax. We're only changing the threshold at which it would come in. So bear in mind, people in my constituency in Dunleary, at €500,000, there are very few houses in Dunleary for less than €500,000. So they are going to be paying tax significantly in any event. It's just increasing the threshold by €65,000. By €100,000. It's not an enormous amount of money, so I don't think that the cost will be substantial to the Exchequer.
Okay, I'm getting a lot of messages from people, Michelle, if I can bring you in at this point, who say that they are people without children. Quite a few of them have come in this morning, and they say that this really is something that is very punitive when it comes to their situation. Because let's take a look at this one. How is it fair that parents can leave €400,000 to each child, whereas a childless citizen can only pass €40,000 to siblings or nephews, etc., and €20,000 to friends? They say it's discriminatory. I mean, do you think that the system needs to be looked at?
Well, overall, actually, yes, it does, because I suppose looking back to the report of the Commission on Taxation, they actually recommended that the threshold be reduced substantially, because I suppose that the only two real wealth taxes we have in the country are capital gains and capital acquisitions tax. And so in terms of non-distorting taxes, because they don't influence like employment decisions or decisions around investment, they highlighted those are actually ways of broadening the tax base. Now, in terms of the issues themselves, I'm not sure if Barry's talking about just the category A, which is the children, which I think it is just from his comments. So and there's already substantial, I suppose, leeway there for that issue. In terms of single people, the tax was originally, I suppose, brought in to address the issues around wealth and, I suppose, the redistribution of wealth. And we've a progressive income tax system, but overall, in terms of wealth inequality, our wealth inequality is substantially higher than our income inequality. And wealth in this country is primarily,
in terms of it's in housing assets is where the wealth is. So a change to this isn't going to impact on the house prices in Barry's constituency. That's an entirely different issue.
But it does. It does impact, though, on those individuals who are left a house by their parents that they're not living in at the time that they inherited it. And what they get is, yes, the asset, but also a huge tax bill. Do you think that that is in any way unfair?
Well, no, if the threshold is already at 400,000. And if you look at the recent central bank report, it's like the wealthiest families in the country that are in receipt of these assets. So that's the top 30%. And if you look at the last budget, each of those benefited by 21,000 euros in terms of the changes to the inheritance tax threshold. And at a time when you strip out corporate tax windfalls, we are running a budgetary deficit at a time of full employment. This is not the way we should be going. And Fine Gael, as a party in government, really should be looking at planning and how we manage our tax base and our revenue to be able to fund services and infrastructure for a growing population and an ageing population. And, you know, this inheritance, the capital acquisition and capital gains tax, is a very small piece of the overall budgetary package. But we have a narrow enough tax base as it is, Claire. And to think that we would narrow it even further in the forthcoming budget really does not make any economic or fiscal sense when you look at, I suppose, the global economic trading position that we're in, and the fact that if you strip out the kind of windfall revenues that we have, the amount of revenue this government is collecting is lower than it was in relation to national income. It's lower than it was 45 years ago. So it looks like we're going backwards, not going forwards. And I mean, we really need to be thinking about the bigger picture in terms of how we're going to fund things in this country rather than, you know, pinpointing one or two. So we've been talking about the VAT cut for hospitality for, it seems like about 2 months, and now it's inheritance tax. But where is the discussion around how we're going to fund the pensions?
Okay. Well, let's talk about that to Barry, because these things all come down to choices, don't they, Barry? I mean, the government has choices to make now about a second rate of child benefit for people who are living in deprivation. Also choices to make around pension and other entitlements for school secretaries and caretakers, an issue that caused such disruption last week. So do you prioritise this over those issues?
Well, can I, firstly, they're not mutually exclusive. They can both be done.
But you can't do everything.
And I'm not asking you to do everything. This is a relatively minor measure in the overall scope of the budget. The amount of money involved is not huge. We're talking about a change in the threshold of 100,000 euro, but the people involved will still pay tax. And Michelle talks about them being the wealthiest part of the country. I mean, that is true when you look at the assessment, though. It's based on the price of their houses in most instances. So we saw this study a couple of weeks ago showing that the value of people's homes is primary to the assessment of their wealth. But that can only be realised, of course, if they sell the family home. And one of the things that is unfair about this is the requirement to sell a family home, which isn't really equitable. And the other thing
you have to sell, just to be clear, you're saying if you're in this situation where you have a tax bill as a result of what you've inherited, for many people, the only way they can pay that bill is to sell the asset.
Exactly. And even in terms of what Michelle is saying about this being the wealthiest portion of the country, the way that they assess the wealth is by calculating house prices. So you have people who lived in a house all their lives. It has gone up in value undoubtedly, and anybody trying to buy a house in the Dunleary area knows what house price inflation is like in that area because it's a desirable place to live. But the people who bought those houses didn't buy a hugely expensive asset. It has become expensive over time, and that is a family home with all the things that go with that. But they're now being told, well, because the parents have died, notwithstanding the fact that you have an attachment to this area and to this home, and that might be where your support structures are, you will have to sell this house in order to pay the inheritance tax. And I'm not saying get rid of inheritance tax. I'm not saying that we should be getting carried away with ourselves. All I'm saying is we go back to where it was before the financial crash. It's not an enormous change, but it is a change that is much fairer for people, particularly living. And there are only a small number of areas, Kildare, Wicklow, Cork City and Dublin, where the median house price is greater. The house prices are greater than the median price. So it is a fairness measure that is being ignored. And I don't think it prevents us from putting in place other important measures to protect people in lower income brackets.
Michelle, there are those who would say that the people who bought the house, so let's say it's the parents of the person who is inheriting, paid their income tax, paid their stamp duty and other related taxes when it came to that property. Now we want to tax them again. What do you say to that argument?
Well, you're not. You're taxing an asset because you're taxing the wealth that person has inherited. So, you know, that's an inheritance. It's something that you've inherited. You yourself as the individual haven't paid the stamp duty or the tax on that. And Claire, we all know that wealth brings a lot of other advantages as well. Access to credit, security, choice, above and beyond any sort of consumption that it might support. And inheritance tax and changes to it are not going to make any difference to house prices in Wicklow and Cork City, in Barry's constituency. And I think if, you know, with all due respect, if the priority area for Barry and his party is changes to inheritance tax, not addressing child poverty, not planning for the future, not planning for future shortfalls in the social insurance fund, I think then we actually have a real problem.
Because, well, Barry, what do you say? What do you say to that? Is that where your priorities lie?
No, there's two things. First of all, I'm not suggesting that this will change house prices. What it will do, however, is stop stripping people of a family home when there's no need to. And yes, Michelle is right, this is a wealth tax, but let's not make it so punitive that people can't hold on to the family home. There is an issue also that you raised there in relation to how this, people who don't have children are disadvantaged. And of course, there are other categories, and it's something I'm happy to look at. But let's be clear, on my way to Mullingar now to the Fine Gael think-in, Simon Harris has already made it clear that what he's setting down as priorities for the budget is looking after all the categories that Michelle has mentioned there, looking after people in lower income brackets, people who are to the pin of the collar, and that is something we've done in successive budgets. But it doesn't mean we can't also look after people who are working hard, paying their taxes. And remember, Michelle is quite right. The people who are inheriting haven't, this is not coming out of their taxed income, but the people who wish to bequeath the house to their children, that house was paid for out of taxed income. They have already been taxed on that, and they are just asking for the opportunity to be able to pass their family home onto their children without being punitively taxed for it as well.
Okay, do you think that's fair and reasonable that your parents might leave you a home, but because of the tax bill, Michelle, you have to sell that home, cut your ties with the area so that the tax man is kept happy?
Well, there's a couple of issues there. There are already, amenities in place for if the adult child is living in that home. But if you already have a home in another area and your parent has left you this home, I mean, that's leaving you a second asset. So I guess you have a choice to make.
Sell the other one.
Yeah, I mean, and this was pointed out by the Commission on Taxation and others, at a time when home ownership is falling for younger generations, it's reinforcing a huge inequity. And that inequity, obviously, the wealth is concentrated in a particular income decile. But when you look at younger generations and other income deciles, they don't have access to the wealth or the advantages, you know, that gives.
Okay.
And really, I think, you know, I'm really interested to hear what comes out of Mullingar today in terms of also how, you know, Simon Harris plans on paying for some of the issues they're discussing, because he can't deliver on those things that he highlighted this morning or what Barry's, you know, proposing here if you don't raise revenue somewhere else.
Let's see what emerges from Mullingar, and of course Sinn Féin are having their think-in too in Dunleary today. Michelle Murphy and Barry Ward, thank you both for being with us. David Coleman is up next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.